Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be talking about setting SMART goals to stay motivated. How long has it been since you took the time to revisit your goals? We've been talking a lot about figuring out where you're going, what your personal mission is, and more. So today, I want to dig a little bit deeper into goal setting. In the grand scheme of things, where do you want to be in 6 months? What about 6 years? What are the big goals that you want to achieve? If you could really nail it down looking into your future, what are your top priority goals that when you reach them, you could look around and think, this is what I wanted to do, I have succeeded. Obviously, we always have goals, but what big goals are next? When you're setting goals and finding motivation to move forward, it's very helpful to be clear and use SMART goal setting. SMART goals are goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. When your goals are SMART, it gives you more of a roadmap with a clear path highlighted. So let's apply it. The first step is to talk about what your goal or goals actually are. What is the dream, vision, hope, or desired change? What will it look like when you have reached the goal? What will be different than your current situation? For example, maybe you have a goal to be able to rate your anxiety as a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, and it's currently staying around 7. Or maybe you want to meet a goal of improving your physical health. We could say as evidenced by weight loss of inches, improvement in blood work from your doctor, your self-rating of your energy level, or any other measurable goal. Or maybe it's a professional goal, such as completing a certification. What goal or goals do you want to give focus right now? The next thing to look at would be the barriers. What specific challenges stand between you and your goal or goals? Include challenges resulting from mental illness or addiction. Do you engage in negative self-talk? Hear a lot of criticism from others? Or maybe you have a physical condition that keeps you drained and makes it difficult for you to focus. Everyone's barriers will be unique in some way, so what are yours? Next, we can look at the strengths. What individual or family abilities, attributes, attitudes, past accomplishments, motivations, etc. can help you overcome your barriers and reach your goals? Be generous. Give yourself credit for your strengths. This is not the time to be modest. It's the time to be real with yourself and acknowledge those strengths. What do you have going for you that's going to help you in your success? What might others say are your strengths? The next step is to look at your objectives. Specifically, how are you going to be able to measure your progress? Make sure you include action words and a target date to complete your goals. Again, remember simple, measurable, attainable, realistic or relevant, and time-based. What are the small steps you could take that lead up to the bigger steps? For example, if you want to complete the professional certification, you may need to obtain a study guide, schedule time for review, complete necessary coursework, take practice exams, or organize a study group. Keep the steps doable so they aren't overwhelming, and set a reasonable time frame for each objective. The last step would be interventions. This includes what other people might be able to do to help you. So what about your support network? What specific things can your support network do to help keep you on track and motivated? Be sure to visit the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group to find other ladies like you who are interested in supporting each other and achieving their goals. For a more personalized private membership, check out Take the Next Step from the top menu at everydayincredible.net. I'm looking forward to hearing about your goals. Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.